Future Land, Nine Stories of an Imminent World, by Walter Mosley. For Danny Glover, Future Man. Whispers in the Dark. 1.
Yes, he did, too. Bobo called me on the beat himself, and he was only 2 years old,
Misty Bent said to her wide-eyed niece Hazel Bernard. They were sitting out on the screened porch above the Tickle River. Misty's drooping left eyelid and gnarled, half-paralyzed hands did not mask her excitement.
You kidding?
Hazel exclaimed.
Told me his mama was sick on the floor. That he called the hospital, but he wanted me to know, too.
Misty shook her head, remembering Melba's death.
I beat the ambulance, but death got there quick a deal. Dr. Maynard called it an accidental overdose so that we could put her in the ground with the priest and some prayer bread.
But you know Melba had had all the good take.
You know it hurt me so bad that the blood vessel broke in my head. Her life wasn't no harder than what we all have to go through, though,
Hazel Bernard said. She shifted her girth, looking for a comfortable perch in the cheap plastic chair. But there was none.
But you can compare her with us, or you and me, for that matter. It's all different. What's that crazy talk supposed to mean?
The big woman challenged. Hazel said she dropped by to see how Misty was coming along after the stroke, but really she was there to see if Chill Bent, Misty's ex-convict's son, had come back to live with her as she had heard.
It's just what you're thinking,
Misty replied.
What you know about what I'm thinking?
Hazel asked. She was 30 years younger than Misty, but she was also the eldest of 13. Hazel had been the ruler of the roost since the age of 9, and no old woman's pretending was going to trick her.
You thinking that the folks done...